Australian doctors are discovering how technology can be used to help their older patients keep healthy. By using the latest gaming technology, health workers can encourage older patients to do more exercise and improve their mobility in order to prevent further injury. Susan Gayden lost a degree of mobility after suffering a bone fracture. She says she would have benefited from the technology.
So I had a hip replacement 12 months ago, and that sort of technology would have been very useful in my rehabilitation.
Dr. Stuart Smith from Neuroscience Research Australia says using technology makes a big difference to how people feel about exercise.
If you put a game controller into people's hands or get them to stand in front of a video game system that can track their movement, then they'll keep doing their exercises.
The technology has been designed for older patients to use safely and easily. Dr. Smith says it's about finding suitable exertion levels.
We can put into the game music that older people like. Now, one old guy that works with me really likes hip-hop music, so I've got to try and make a version of the game that's not going to break his neck.
One in three Australians aged over 65 have a fall in their home each year. Few make a complete recovery. Dr. Stuart Smith has found games that focus on dance steps that can help the elderly with their balance and coordination. Other applications for the technology are on the way. Researchers say specially tailored games could help manage weight problems and cerebral palsy. Educating health workers in other areas, such as fire safety management, could also be introduced via software. Dr. Mukesh Haikaval is from the eHealth Transition Authority, a body that electrically collects and exchanges health information. He says embracing new technology is a significant part of health reform.
Australia's been coming to the forefront of this area because of the way in which we're doing the rollout of health reform and using technology in that process.
It's hoped Australia's pending national broadband network will fuel the way for more high-tech health solutions. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.